Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a dub siren in Ableton Live 12 and then doing the thing that makes it really dangerous in drum and bass. We're offsetting it so it lands a little wrong on purpose. Not broken, not sloppy, just enough off-grid tension to feel alive. A dub siren is one of those sounds that can instantly bring ragga energy, jungle attitude, and old-school sound system pressure into a track. But indeed, NB, the mistake is treating it like a static loop. If it sits perfectly on the grid, it can feel stiff and predictable. The magic happens when it behaves more like a live intervention, like somebody outside the booth is shouting into the system at exactly the wrong, perfect moment. So let's build this from the ground up. Start by creating a new MIDI track and loading a simple synth. Analog is great if you want a raw, classic vibe. Wave-eatable is great if you want more control and a sharper edge. Either way, keep the source simple. Use a square or a saw wave, set the voice mode to mono, and add a bit of glide. Somewhere around 60 to 90 milliseconds is a really nice starting point. That gives you that slurred ragga-style movement between notes. Now shape the envelope so it feels punchy. You want a short attack, a medium decay, low sustain, and a fairly short release. The siren should speak quickly and then get out of the way. Think vocal, not pad. Think alert signal, not lead synth solo. For the filter, start with a low pass and bring the cutoff somewhere in the middle range, maybe around 500 Hz to a couple of kilohertz depending on how bright you want it. Add some resonance, but not so much that it starts tearing your ears off. The point is to give the siren a recognizable peak and a bit of personality without making it fight the snare. Now write a phrase. Keep it simple. Dub sirens work best when they behave like punctuation. A good starter phrase might be one long note, then a quick jump up to another pitch, then a short answer note lower down. Leave space between the hits. That silence is part of the performance. In drum and bass, where the drums and bass are already busy, too many notes just turn the siren into clutter. Try thinking in phrases, not clips. Ask yourself, where would this siren answer the snare? Where would it interrupt a bass line? Where would it make the listener lean in? You can place a hit just before a snare for anticipation, just after for a late swagger, or on the last little slice before a phrase change. That call and response feeling is a huge part of ragga and jungle energy. Now for the core move. Offset it. Duplicate the clip and move one version slightly ahead of the grid, or slightly behind it. We're talking tiny amounts here. Maybe 10 to 25 milliseconds early if you want urgency, or 15 to 40 milliseconds late if you want that greasy, laid-back ragga pull. You can also offset only the first note and leave the rest quantized. That's a really nice trick, because it keeps the phrase stable while giving it a human entrance. And here's a teacher tip. If the drums are really rigid, the siren will feel even more alive when it leans against them. That contrast is the whole game. The breakbeat is your reference point. The siren is the thing refusing to sit still inside it. You can also offset the feel in layers. Keep the MIDI close to the grid, but automate the modulation a little late, or throw the delay slightly behind the beat, or chop the audio with tiny timing shifts later on. That gives you motion without making the whole part sound sloppy. In other words, one element can stay stable while another one drifts. If the timing is loose, keep the pitch contour simple. If the pitch is wild, keep the rhythm tighter. That balance matters. Next, shape the movement with modulation. Put auto filter after the synth, and automate the cutoff so the siren open and closes like it's shouting through a tunnel. A low pass filter with a bit of resonance works great here. You can also add a little drive if the sound needs more edge. Then add auto pan if you want movement across the stereo field. Keep it subtle. A dub siren should usually feel centered enough to hit hard in the middle, especially in a density NB mix. You can use synced rates like quarter notes or eighth notes, but don't overdo it. We're not trying to distract from the groove. We're trying to make the siren feel like it's reacting to the groove. Pitch automation is another big one. A little rise into the note can make it feel more vocal and more aggressive. Small pitch bends, filter sweeps, and subtle vibrato changes between phrases can all help it feel less like a programmed synth and more like a live system weapon. Now let's talk space. Delay and reverb are classic dub tools, but in drum and bass you want to use them like performance effects, not like permanent soup. Put echo or delay on a return track, and send only certain hits into it. Same with reverb, that way you can make one stab explode into a huge tail, then let the next bar come back clean and hard. That contrast is what makes the drop feel bigger. For delay, synced 1/8 or 1/4 repeats are a great starting point. Keep the feedback moderate, and filter the repeats so they sit behind the dry siren instead of taking over. For reverb, keep the decay long enough to create drama, but cut the low end so it doesn't cloud the mix. In a pre-drop moment, A big echo throw on the final siren hit can be absolutely huge. Then the drums slam back in and everything feels more powerful because of the empty space you created. Once the synth version is working, resample it. This is where the idea becomes much more useful for arrangement. Record a few passes. Dry siren, delay throws, reverb tails, and maybe some pitch bent variations. Then consolidate the best phrase and chop it up. Leave one or two tails hanging into silence. Reverse a tail before a crash or snare roll. Suddenly you've got transition material, not just a loop. That's a really important step in DNB. You're not just making a sound, you're making a tool for arrangement. Those chopped siren fragments can introduce a new section, answer snare fill, bridge from jungle breaks into a bass drop, or decorate the outro without getting in the way. Now tighten the mix. A siren can get harsh fast, especially in the 2 to 5 kHz zone where snares and hats are already living. Use EQA to clean it up. High pass it somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz so it doesn't fight the low mids. If there's a painful resonance, cut that down. If the top end gets too sharp, gently shelf it back. Then use utility to set the level and keep the width under control. If the mix is dense, keep the siren mostly centered. A wide siren can sound cool, but if it's too wide, the drums and bass lose authority. Check it at low volume too. That's a great test. If the siren still cuts through quietly, the mid-range shape is probably right. If it only works when it's loud, it may be too brittle or too dependent on width. You want it to read clearly without needing to dominate the master bus. Now place it where it earns its spot. A dub siren is best used like a transition tool. In an intro, it can sit filtered and distant over breaks and atmospheres. Before a drop, it can rise into a big throw. In a mid-track switch-up, it can answer the bass line while the drums thin out. In a second drop, you can use a dirtier, lower version to make the energy feel heavier. A good arrangement might look like this. The first section has a distant siren echo over the breaks. Then the bass enters and the siren only appears at bar transitions. Then you hit a breakdown where the siren gets wider and more delayed. Then the drop returns with the siren tucked lower and more aggressive. And finally, the outro uses chopped siren tails and drum edits to keep the DJ-friendly flow going. The key is to automate the chaos, then pull it back. Let the cutoff rise over 4 or 8 bars. Increase echo feedback on the final hit. Open the reverb send on selected phrases only. Spike the pitch bend on the last note of a fill. Then, right before the drums come back full force, pull the siren down or cut it off sharply. That sudden return of space makes the next drum hit feel massive. A couple of pro moves while we're here. You can lightly saturate the siren before the reverb to make it denser and easier to hear at lower levels. You can duplicate the track and make a dirtier octave down version for heavier sections. You can sidechain it subtly to the kick or drum bus if it's masking the drop. And if you want extra aggression, layer a tiny noise burst under the attack so it feels more like a system alert than a polite synth. For jungle or ragga heavy sections, place the siren near break edits so it feels integrated into the sample-based energy of the tune. For rollers, keep it sparse and let it answer the bass line every 4 or 8 bars. That's usually more effective than constantly flooding the arrangement with sound. Common mistakes to avoid: making it too busy, leaving it perfectly on grid, drowning it in reverb, clashing with the snare's presence, or widening it so much that it stops feeling focused. And don't forget the arrangement purpose. Decide whether the siren is an intro cue, a pre-drop weapon, or a switch-up element. Give it a job. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build a simple 8-bar siren performance. Make a mono patch in analog or wavy-able, write a 2-bar phrase with just a few notes, duplicate it, offset one version slightly early and one slightly late, automate the filter cutoff across the 8 bars, send only the final note of each phrase into delay or reverb, then resample it and chop the best bits before a fake drop. The goal is for it to feel like a live ragga siren reacting to the track, not a loop that got copy-pasted. So to recap, keep the source simple, use short phrases, offset the timing against the grid, shape the movement with filter and modulation, use delay and reverb as throws, resample the best moments, and keep the siren controlled so it supports the drums and bass instead of fighting them. Do that well, and a dub siren stops beating just a cool effect. It becomes a piece of tension, attitude, and movement that can turn a clean DNB section into something dangerous, unpredictable, and properly sound system ready.